Country Jams.
Praying that you had a blessed and safe and beautiful and productive weekend. I did, low-key. Went to the Jeezy show that happened on Saturday. Shut the city down. And, of course, before then, our Kansas City Chiefs took care of business on Saturday night, defeating the Jacksonville Jaguars as our quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, was injured during the game. High ankle sprain. He seems to be okay for as best as he can be. And we'll dive into that a little later on as the Chiefs enter the AFC Championship game for the fifth year in a row. Can't say enough great things about that team. But it was not all good over the weekend as 10 people were killed, 10 people injured in a shooting in a Los Angeles ballroom dance studio. And then also a dozen people were injured in Baton Rouge at a nightclub shooting. And one of the victims is in critical condition. No arrests have been made, but the police believe that the early morning attack was targeted. Although police have some leads, they urge anyone else with information about the shooting to come forward. And it's just this gun problem, this shooting problem in America, it just doesn't seem to be going anywhere. And I'm not sure at this point what we can do about it. Because laws don't seem to be one, or people don't seem to be wanting to change laws or have any regulation with guns, any of that. So we'll dive into that a little later on. Plus, I got a couple questions for Mayor Lucas Monday.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. Right now, you're clear and cool at 28 Overland Park. Drake performed at the Apollo on Saturday night. During the concert, he brought out 21 Savage and he brought out Dipset. I know they was going crazy. Drake ain't the only one who was working over the weekend. Beyonce returned to the stage to perform for an exclusive event in Dubai. And according to sources, Beyonce got paid $35 million for a 75-minute set.
Damn.
Imagine how many zeros on that check. And she performed with her daughter, Blue Ivy. That was beautiful.
Should bring in Beyonce.
Although Nia Long was spotted on the red carpet with Omarion, she has made it clear that she is 100% single.
Ow.
Omarion shared a video on social media of him and Nia posing together on the red carpet for the premiere of her latest film, You People One. I wonder how it feel to have the juice for over 30 years. Because Nia Long definitely been keeping her pimp hand strong.
Girl, what's going on?
According to Hollywood Unlocked, the mother of R&B singer Sammy has been charged with second-degree murder in the fatal and random shooting of a Florida mama of two. 56-year-old Angela Denise Baxter allegedly shot a firearm at random cars and vehicles passing her across different parts of Orlando. An arrest affidavit shows Baxter shot at or into at least three vehicles, one of them being a black 2015 Mercedes-Benz belonging to the Florida mother of two. Police claim Baxter told them that she believed she was being followed by multiple people, and that was why she began firing off round after round at various cars and people passing by her. It's also alleged that Baxter suffers from mental health issues. And we're going to close out the shade with a loving moment between 2 Chainz and his son, Halo.
You enjoy hanging with family?
Yeah, but mostly I just, like, want to have father and son time.
Oh, you like, okay, you like father and son time?
Yeah.
That's so cool. It makes me feel like I'm doing my job, man.
Mm-hmm.
Make me feel like I'm doing a good job as a father. Right?
Yeah, you are.
I am?
Yeah.
3 times.
I can reach over there.
Fathers, your presence is important in your kids' lives. Keep being a great father.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Instead of getting angry, get curious. Rather than becoming frustrated, become curious. There's a reason behind what's happening and a deeper understanding behind that reason. Get curious, and you'll encounter opportunities for positive transformation and improvement. Get curious and develop a powerful appreciation for what you might otherwise take for granted. Get curious and discover the wealth of talent, wisdom, and creativity hidden in the people around you. When you encounter a problem, get curious. If you're not clear on what to do next, get curious. Curiosity can turn a challenging situation into a valuable achievement. Curiosity illuminates valuable connections you never knew were there. Who is the person you're standing next to? What is along that road you've never explored? Get curious and bring new richness to life. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Get it ready when you still sleep alone.
Hip-hop and R&B. Max Sauce in the building holding the town down. Good morning, y'all. 6:55 on the Morning Grind. Today, look for highs in the lower 40s. Not as cold. Warm up just a little bit. Right now, you're partly cloudy at 24 in KCK. Keep it locked for your shot to get registered for a chance at $1,000 and some cold cash. Plus our Kansas City Chiefs. We're in the AFC Championship game for the fifth straight year. We'll talk about it with Mayor Lucas coming up on the Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
You will never beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hot 103 Jams.
I can't say enough about Chad Henne stepping up and doing his thing. This ball goes to Chad Henne right here. Anything's possible, baby.
Patrick's over here saying, yes, sir. What do you want to say about Chad Henne?
Yeah, Chad Henne, man, he's been in the building every single day. He's made me such a better, so much of a better quarterback in the way he teaches me. And just the most ready to go at all times quarterback, man, and it's a special type of guy, and he stepped up and drove 98 yards, touchdown, and which ended up being a difference in the game.
Woo, Chiefs get the dub 27-20 over those little cute Jacksonville Jaguars. Patrick Mahomes, all eyes are on his ankle as he suffered a high ankle sprain in that game as a Jacksonville defender fell on his leg. Mayor Lucas, I know you was in the building paying attention to it. What's your feelings headed to the AFC Championship game?
Well, first of all, thrilled, excited to have our fifth straight AFC Championship game at home at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. Any of us who grew up in this town know that that is not normal, so congratulations to the Chiefs on that. That being said, you know what they say, I think it was from wrestling or something, to be the best, you got to beat the best. We're going to have a chance next week to beat Cincinnati. Joe Burrow, a team that looked very strong yesterday against Buffalo, have had our number for a little while now, and certainly with a hobbled Patrick Mahomes. I think you said in that clip, Chad Henne stepped in, did a good job. Our defense was pretty strong last game, and so I'm expecting good stuff. But that said, it'll be an interesting matchup, the AFC title game at Arrowhead.
Last week, Mayor Lucas, you led a panel with the Justice Department and mayors from across the country on strategies to reduce gun violence. Meanwhile, over the weekend, there were two mass shootings, one in Baton Rouge and the other in Los Angeles. Mayor Lucas, is there an equal outrage among all the mayors and leaders in the United States when it comes to gun control?
There is outrage among all mayors. I mean, it is interesting. Republican mayors, Democrats, cities large and small, too many of them know about these mass shooting disasters. 10 people killed, 15 people killed. I mean, it's just astonishing. And the thing that we talked about last week is the fact that there are actually solutions. But then try this on for a thought exercise. If somebody leaves their phone sitting on the counter at some coffee shop or donut shop that you go to this morning, for the most part, they probably have a passcode you aren't able to break into their phone and start texting all your friends. If they leave a gun sitting anywhere, you can fire it, shoot it, take it, see it, steal it, sell it, do anything under the sun. That's the issue that we're having right now in our country, that we have smart technology for firearms. We have ways to limit the distribution of these through any number of networks, but it is just too easy right now for people who find themselves in a mentally challenged state to pick up a gun, fire it on a whole bunch of people, and it cause harm, wreak havoc, truly, in communities all around the country. And it's not a Southern problem, a Midwestern one, a big city problem, a California problem. It's an American problem. And it's something that until we get serious about trying to solve it, we're going to keep seeing these numbers. One statistic for you, not trying to bring everybody down today, but the leading cause of death for children 18 and under, firearms. That's wild. And there's a lot more we can do. All mayors are outraged, and I'm going to keep fighting as long as I can.
It's Mayor Lucas Monday on the Morning Grind, talking to our 55th elected mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas. I didn't know that the Kansas City region has more than doubled the number of freeway miles per capita found in Denver and exceeds all other Midwestern cities. That's from the Kansas Department of Transportation. Now that Missouri Governor Mike Parson's new budget aims to add $859 million of state funds into increasing the capacity of often congested I-70, do you know how this will impact Kansas City highways, Mayor Lucas?
You know, I got a whole bunch of thoughts. The first thing I want MoDOT to do, actually our state highway department, is pick up all the trash that's on these roads. All of those are under the State Highway Commission purview. You drive through the city, you see a lot of trashed highways and roads, 435, 71, 670 downtown. Don't worry, I see it too. So I would like them to be able to pay their people so that they can do that key step of delivering what we need. In terms of an extra lane, the entire stretch of Interstate 70, I don't know if that's necessary. It seems like there are a few bottlenecks that when you get to Columbia, when you get to St. Louis, particularly St. Louis County, maybe there are some issues. And then, of course, over here in Kansas City. But if I would have, you know, my druthers, I would invest in a whole bunch of other ways that we can try to get around, put more money into the cities, make sure that they're fixing bridges and other things that are important for our communities before they're actually just adding a lane through Kingdom City and all these other spots along the Missouri stretch. It is not a perfect drive. I know that as well as anybody. I do it a lot. I'm doing it tomorrow, actually. But at the same time, let's pick up the trash. Let's take care of what we have before we're expanding the network even more broadly.
A homeless woman screamed for help as a man water hosed her in a video that has now gone viral. He has since been arrested. But Mayor Lucas, what is being done in our city to try and ensure that degrading our unhoused population won't be tolerated?
To me, it is just a function of treating people with dignity and making sure that our solutions from city government relate to that. It's getting people privacy in showering areas and in sleeping areas. It's trying to make sure we have shelters for families. And most importantly, it is making sure that rather than playing the culture wars that I believe the Missouri legislature has been trying to do, right? They created new criminal penalties for camping on state grounds as if that's going to make a difference. We're trying our best to make sure that we give people housing, dignity, services that they need, whether it be mental health, substance abuse, job training, or anything under the sun. You know, a whole bunch of people every day in our community experience homelessness, and not all of them evidence it in the same way. There are some people who are staying on a friend or a family member's couch. There are others who are on the streets. There are others who are trying to find anywhere warm. What we need to make sure we do is that we're trying to reach them all where they are. I heard about that story, the person hosing a homeless woman. It is a travesty to me. And we're going to keep doing that type of work, even where it seems, you know, difficult. We got all these fancy police stations. We got all these other spots with showers. We need to make sure that people have an opportunity to actually address their own needs. They have an opportunity through our shelter community to do so. And that's something that we're going to be committed to long term.
Mayor Quentin Lucas, thank you so much for joining us for another edition of Mayor Lucas Monday. Hopefully next week we'll be talking about a Chiefs Super Bowl appearance.
Looking forward to it. Fingers crossed. Let's go Chiefs on Sunday, everybody.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City, I need your help. All right? Your big homie is calling on his city to help him out. Now, our Chiefs got the dub on Saturday, right? But y'all know that my in-laws are from Cincinnati, right? So immediately when the Bengals beat the Bills yesterday, my phone flooded with FaceTimes, with calls, with texts from my in-laws in Cincinnati. And they verbally jumped me, y'all, and said, We own the Chiefs. We beat them straight three straight times. They can't mess with us. Joe Burrow is better than Patrick Mahomes. Blah, blah, blah. I had to hear all this yesterday, fam. So, Kansas City, this is what we're going to do. This week, I'm going to have my mother-in-law on the show later on this week so we can really build this thing up. Because I can't take it no more in Kansas City. I'm getting jumped out here because they know the Kansas City Chiefs is going to smack up these Bengals in the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead. Chiefs Kingdom, holla at me.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
723 today. Look for highs to reach the lower 40s right now. You got a little bit of sprinklage going on at 25 in Westport. In the TikTok posted over the weekend, Raven Simone clarified how her name should be pronounced.
Yo, people out here real mad that I never said, hey, my name is Raven Simone, and you're watching Disney Channel. No, I didn't do that because at a very young age, I was told to tell everybody my name was Raven Simone, and it just never left my body. Except when I go to French-speaking countries, I'm like, yeah, it is spelled that way, and that's how it should be pronounced. But coming here to where I'm living, Raven Simone is just fine. So, yes, I don't trip over it. I don't correct people. But the correct spelling of my name is pronounced Raven Simone. But you can call me Raven Simone. I'm not tripping over it.
Over the weekend, Krishan Rock announced that she was pregnant. And shortly after that announcement, it was reported that Krishan got into an altercation with two women while attempting to get Blueface to leave the party with her. Here's Krishan Rock addressing everything in the video.
We broke up. Whatever, you know, we break up every other weekend. Long story short, I found out I was pregnant today on his birthday. We're arguing about something else, completely, totally different. He's being smart and evil and spiteful, knowing whatever he want to say. I don't know. I really just put the news out because I want all the bad stuff to do its course, because that's what it's just going to do. I'm not scared to say I'm pregnant. I'm saying it. I'm pregnant because I'm actually keeping it. I for sure know it's his baby. He's doing this maybe for clout. I'm not really sure. People have a spiteful bone in their body. You're crashing out on social media because I said I'm having a baby. You should just let me say what I'm having. Like, and then it's funny because you know you're the dad. Like, I know for sure you're the dad. Like, why are we playing?
Yeah, I'm no counselor. I'm no expert. But I'm going to tell you this. I don't think putting a baby in the middle of Krishan Rock and Blueface's situation, it's probably not the best thing.
You ain't lying.
While talking about her wedding planning process with Jimmy Kimmel, Jennifer Lopez shared how stressful things had become.
Because you guys had one in Vegas and then another at a Waffle House, right?
We were planning to get married, you know, in August in Savannah. That was like, okay, the family's going to be there, everybody's going to be there. And it was so stressful. And a month before, and I don't know if you guys know this, but 20 years ago, we were supposed to get married.
I'd read that.
And it, yeah. and it kind of all fell apart back then. And, and this time, it was like, we still had a, I absolutely had a little PTSD. And so I was just like, is this happening? Is this really happening? And we were so happy, and of course it was happening, but I just felt like the wedding was so stressful. And one day, Ben just says, okay, let's just go to Vegas and get married tonight.
Hey, yo, she is not lying either. This time last year, stress levels was a little bit higher than they are now. Because planning a whole wedding is a lot of work. But to me, well worth it.
Here you, Brian.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's time to say happy birthday to those friendly, unique, unpredictable, and humorous Aquarius. Happy birthday, y'all.
Lord, happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Model and reality star Drea Michelle turns 38 today. Happy heavenly birthday to Betty White. Robert Downey Jr., today is his birthday, as well as David Hasselhoff. Now let's take it to the crib and wish some of our people in KC some happy birthdays. Brian J., Janisha Morris, and Jared Long, happy birthday. Denexis Lumpkin, Tara Urban, and Brandon Harrison, happy birthday. Also happy birthday to Ann Flowers, Louis Johnson, and Sam Moody. And a special happy birthday to my dog, Steve Jackson, a.k.a. Big Ballin' with Big Jacks. Happy birthday, fam. Much love. And happy birthday to everybody else born on January 23rd. Come on, Aquarius. Turn up. It's y'all time to celebrate.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
What's up, man? It's Aaron. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, Aaron. How you feeling, dog? I know you repping Chiefs Kingdom. I can feel it.
Yes, sir. Feel it all day, Chiefs.
That's Yay! Right. All right, man. You ready for That's My Jam?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to get it in.
Let's go.
You felt my body slip into your soul.
Last night, hey. I was making love to you. Last night, your dream come true. Oh, man, that's stars, that's stars.
The mountains and the rivers are so heaven without me, sweet unto you.
To you.
Yeah, man, you got two tickets to the opening night of Marvel Studios Black Panther film on the big screen with the Kansas City Symphony, and you got your name registered for a chance to get $1,000 with some cold hard cash this Friday, all right?
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir. Tell the town what stays is number one for hip hop and R&B in KC.
High 103 Jam. Don't forget to slam that C.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to win $1,000 in cold cash.
The money's so real.
Dropping a stack.
Money stack, stack high, bro.
Here we go. Hot 103
Jam. Making that real money.
How about those trees?
Hot 103 Jams.